Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. It's that time of year again, the coming-of-age ritual of summer camp for millions of kids. There are more places than ever. The American Camp Association has more than 2,400 accredited members. Nowadays, there are specialty camps of all kinds, baseball camps, cheerleading, golf camps, camps for gifted children. And even the more traditional summer camps have adapted, adding zip lines and other adventures. It's a busy season, and right now is when many of these places are gearing up, getting ready. That includes the YMCA's Camp Flat Rock, located in St. Paul, Indiana, about halfway between Indianapolis and Cincinnati. In a minute, we'll meet Katie, who works with the horses there. But first, Don Shepherd, executive director.
Yeah, well, I think we're in one of the most beautiful spots in all of Indiana and in the Midwest. But it's really a treasure that sits on the Flat Rock River, our namesake, which is a beautiful natural river that runs through camp here and provides a great backdrop with an old-growth forest. And it's a remarkable place that all the way back in the 1940s, some people had the foresight to make this a camp where young people could come and experience a beautiful outdoor setting and learn great values that the YMCA is working to instill in them. And so that's Flat Rock River YMCA camp.
The idea that people are still here.
Could I walk in with you? Is that okay?
Come on in.
Okay.
Thank you. My name's Katie, and currently I'm the Outdoor Education Coordinator here at Flat Rock. I'm the first point of contact for all the parents and teachers of the schools that come here. So we get a lot of school groups that come and learn, you know, ecology, biology, some team building, maybe climb our Alpine Tower. So that's what I'm doing. But right now our horses have just arrived, and so I was in charge of the horses last year.
And you and I have just walked out into meadow, or what do we call this?
We're in our corral, and this is where our horses will live during the day. And you can see right now we've got 22 of all different shapes and sizes.
Have you worked with these horses before? Do you know them?
Yes, we get a lot of the same ones, actually most of the same ones year after year. You can see a couple of new ones. There's a reddish-brown one right over there. She's new. And a black one up at the top of the meadow. He's new this year, too.
Do you think they know you? Do the horses remember you?
It's funny. It's pretty funny, the change in personalities you get when horses work with the same people day after day, week in and week out. They do definitely get to know the same people, and they interact differently with different people. They know who's in charge. This is Jack the Pony, and he says, well, is this food? Can I eat this?
Oh, that's right. The microphone. He's wondering. There's a benefit to young people from exposure and contact with horses that goes beyond just, well, now you know how to do that, along with other things, right?
Definitely. Here at Flat Rock and, you know, at camps and at stables all over the place, horses are not just about a skill you gain. It's not just about you get on the horse and you ride and then you go home and you're done. You know, horses are live animals, and they teach you responsibility. They teach you respect for other living things. And that does tend to carry over in your interaction with people as well.
Your background includes a lot of this kind of work.
Yeah, you know, as a young person myself growing up, my father passed away when I was 5 years old. And so my mom, you know, to help me interact with some male role models, put me into the scouting program with the Boy Scouts of America. And I was blessed there to, you know, get introduced to the outdoors myself. And my scoutmaster was like a father to me, and just an incredible man, Dan Boyden, that I'm just so grateful that God brought him into my life. And through the outdoors and that program and a mentor like Dan, I really, you know, learned what it was to be a good man and fell in love with nature and what it could do for young people as a classroom kind of setting and a way to help teach young people about values and things. And so I've always had that personal passion for it because of how much it did for me. And through my career with scouting, I had 9.5 years with the Boy Scouts of America. I saw that to be true with any number of young people that entered the program. And because of the time in nature, I think they get to become really open to, you know, the values that we're trying to instill. The experiential learning is really an incredible way for a young person to learn anything. You know, that hands-on activity, I think, makes kids really receptive to what we're offering them. And so, yeah, I've been at this a while, and I'm a bigger believer today than I ever have been that it's just so essential for the development of youth that they have an outdoor experience and that they come enjoy everything that summer camp has to offer.
What kind of activities do you have here?
You know, we've got everything you'd ever want to do as a kid. Yeah, we have just so many different activities for a variety of age groups. And you mentioned the horses on the way in. We have a full equestrian program. And so for some young kids, that's as simple as riding lessons. We do trail rides. For some of our older campers, they can participate in what's called ranch camp, which is really a deep dive into equestrian activities and taking care of a horse. We have a lot of very adventurous programs. You know, we have two zip lines, a high ropes course. We have an alpine tower. That's a really exciting challenge for young people. We're blessed with a nice waterfront here that has a rope swing on it. Kids learn to canoe and kayak. Some of the kids, as they hone their skills, will do some kayaking on the Flat Rock River here. We have an athletic field where we participate in a number of athletic activities and a number of camp games. And so we're blessed again with the waterfront, a lot of great ecological areas for kids to study and learn. Of course, we're YMCA camp, so we've got a great arts and crafts program, too, for some of our younger campers who want to work on design and creating some things while they're here. And so those are just a few of our offerings, but really, if you can dream of something fun to do in the outdoors in the summer, we have it here at Flat Rock.
How has the summer camping experience changed in recent years?
I think there's some timeless things about summer camp. You know, all of us think of...
Making lanyards and... I think we did that, and archery and canoes.
Yeah, and those are some of the timeless activities that we still offer to this day. You know, archery is an incredibly popular program and always will be. Campfires, you know, and thinking about the fun and the games and songs and sitting around that campfire making friends, that's a timeless activity here.
Ghost stories?
Yeah, there's still a few, and so we try to make sure for our younger campers they're not so much that they scare them or have a hard time sleeping, but yeah, there's a lot of great memories that happen here at camp that are pretty timeless. In terms of changes, you know, I think we always want to continue to evolve and get better at making sure our camp experience is safe for the young people that come out.
That's Don Shepherd, Executive Director of Camp Flat Rock, operated by the YMCA in St. Paul, midway between Indianapolis and Cincinnati. You also heard Katie, a staffer who works with the horses at Camp Flat Rock.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name is Kristen Evans, and I'm the resident camping director here at Flat Rock. And I have been here since 2006 seasonally, but work here full-time for the last 2 years, and I oversee our summer resident camp programs and our family camps. When I first came to Flat Rock, I was actually 18, and I was very nervous to be here. I was very scared. This was my first summer job, actually, and I knew I could work really well with kids, but I had never done an outdoorsy kind of experience before. So I remember feeling very nervous and a little worried that I would get homesick here, even working here as a staff member. And I may or may have not cried a little bit when my parents dropped me off, but I ended up really loving it. After that first week at camp, it was staff training week, and I met friends from all over the world who are now, I'm still friends with them now to this day. And yeah, we became very close, and I provided a lot of fun experiences for kids, and I learned a lot, and my self-confidence improved greatly, which is always our goal with our campers as well, to provide programs where they can leave with more self-confidence and more friendships. And so we were successful in doing that, and I loved it very much. So I'm still here.
Were you a city kid, a country girl? I mean, what was your background, and what were the things that you sort of learned here?
Yes. Well, I'm from Indianapolis, and I was not a country girl at all, not very outdoorsy. I lived in one of those neighborhoods that people see now where we were probably the first generation of campers where our parents were a little more nervous to let us go outside. So I was part of that generation. So I guess I learned a lot of outdoor living skills. I learned fire building. I remember my first day here, we were doing projects as a staff. And one of the counselors who was returning, she had been here many years before, and she said, "This is going to be the best summer of your life." And I remember this young woman was carrying lots of logs. And I remember thinking, how is she so strong? Like, how is this woman so strong that she's moving all these logs? And I remember her saying, "Being a camp counselor is the best job in the world. We provide all of these great experiences for kids." And the whole time I was thinking, she can move enormous amounts of wood. But yes, you learn new skills. You learn fire building. You learn how to teach archery. You learn how to teach fishing. And you teach kids how to do the same. So it's a lot of fun.
So to be a camp counselor, you don't have to come in as a woods person necessarily,
oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no, no, absolutely not. Those are all skills that you gain during staff training week. So we teach you how to facilitate programs, work with homesick campers. You learn how to not be homesick yourself as a staff member. But we learn all of those skills during staff training.
It sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's the best job in the world. Working at camp is the best. It's a little different living where you work, I will tell you that, but it's absolutely the best job in the world.
Do you think that young people are different today than they were a few years ago? You mentioned you may have been one of the first generations where your folks were a little bit nervous. Do you have to reassure parents, "Hey, I've got it here. They're going to be okay"?
Absolutely. That's definitely something that we see now. Even from when I was younger, they have changed a lot. But kids just don't spend a lot of time outdoors anymore. They spend the majority of their time behind a computer screen or a television screen. So we think it's really important to provide those survival skills and those outdoor skills and just learn how to create friendships outside. We think that that's really important here. But yes, kids have changed a lot.
Has there ever been a time where you saw sort of the light go on? You know, somebody who had not been out here that much and they grew in confidence or they learned something, you saw it happen?
Well, something that's really neat for us is a lot of our campers actually grow up through our program. Each year they come back and they become staff members here. So the fun thing is now, part of my job is that I get to hire people that I have seen as campers. And so I remember when they were very timid and they were very scared to be here and they were staying overnight for a whole week here. And now they're ready to provide those fun experiences for kids themselves. And I think that that's really special.
The things that you do at camp have changed, right? There's a zip line now, and those kinds of things weren't necessarily around years ago.
No, camp has changed a lot. We have a lot of new things coming into play. We have our new bocce court, actually, that has just begun. Our zip line is a lot of fun and very popular. And this year, we're also getting a Wet Willy water slide.
There's always funny stories around camp. When I was in Boy Scouts, I'll never forget the time we were camping, and somebody dropped a whole pound of bacon into the fire.
Oh, absolutely. Every day looks different at summer camp. So it's funny because staff will say, "Give me the day-to-day. Tell me what the day-to-day looks like." And I always say, "Well, I can give you the schedule and what happens from each day, like when meal times happen and all of those things." But every day, something a little different takes place. So it's a lot of fun.
Have you ever used the skills that you learned as a camp counselor out and about? You're married, and did you ever show your husband how to make a fire or something like that? Or?
Yes, I have. I will say my husband grew up in a log cabin, so he already knew some of those skills originally. But yes, he's very impressed with what I know. And now he kind of sees me as one of those very independent people that I met on my first day of camp. So it's a lot of fun. But I think that the biggest thing you learn is how to get the attention of large groups of people. And adults are a lot like kids in that sense, where they want to be entertained. They want someone who can get up and really talk to them and keep their interest. And that's something you learn at camp.
Being a camp counselor is about more than just playing with kids.
Well, I think is what's really important is people often say to me, "You're so lucky. You come out here and you get to play with kids all day long." But being a camp counselor is so much more than that. And being a camper is so much more than that. I mean, your camp counselor is the person that's the mom, that's the dad for that week. That's the person who listens to your needs and friendship issues at school and all of those things. So you play a lot of different roles here. And I would say that it's just so much more than that. You learn so many skills. You meet friends from all over the world. And so, yeah, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on, more than just playing around outside, but we're teaching skills that build confidence.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner.
All the counselors. Kristen Evans, resident camping director at Camp Flat Rock, operated by the YMCA about halfway between Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Summer camp season is nearly here, and that means remarkable experiences both for the kids and their counselors.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Summer camp season is almost upon us. Even now, camp counselors are in training, the canoes about to launch, horses ready to be saddled up. That includes the YMCA Flat Rock River Camp in Decatur County, about 30 miles southeast of Indianapolis. The camp includes 240 acres and sees about 8,000 visitors each year, including its crowds of summer campers. Don Shepherd is executive director.
In your time doing this, have you ever seen the light go on in the eyes of a young person? You know, some experience that they had that, you know, really made a difference for them?
Yeah, I really think every kid that comes to summer camp benefits from it. And for some, it's the most important experience in their life. And I've seen that with some of our young campers that come. And anecdotally, you can talk to any number of our alumni, will say that the time they spent here as a camper and some of them going on to staff was really fundamental in their life. And I've had people say, you know, they're going to have their ashes scattered here at Flat Rock, and some that, you know, met their spouse at Flat Rock. And this place and the camp atmosphere really holds some magical memories for them. But every time, you know, we have a school bus pull up and the kids get off, you see the light go on. You know, there's so many of them, they're just so excited to be outside and have a chance to experience all that nature has to offer and the great programming they need that we're able to provide.
Has that programming changed over the years, you think, in response to, you know, maybe how young people are different today?
Oh, you know, I still think that because camp and the outdoors that we have to offer is one of the sanctuaries for that, we've tried not to change some things. I mean, there's so much technology and screen time and things coming into the life of young people that there's some things we want to protect and make sure that we're still a sanctuary they can come out and have to play in a manner where, you know, they'll work with other kids and have to solve conflict and learn a lot about, you know, relational development and team building skills in a very personal way. And so, well, I think we've tried to adapt our programming to make sure that we continue to get safer and better all the time. There's a lot of stuff that I think we're still the sanctuary from in terms of technology or maybe some of the other changes. And we think that's really important for the development of a young person.
Do you have to ask people to turn off their cell phones or leave games at home?
Yeah, we sure do. And I think at times maybe that's a source of anxiety for some of the campers when they're coming here and they hear that, you know, their iPhone or their tablet's not going to be able to accompany them. But shortly after they get here and they get busy with some of the activities that we have to offer, I think they forget all about it. But yeah, this is a no phone zone when they're here as a camper. And we think that's really important that we get kids to unplug a little bit and learn some of the relationship skills and how to make friends and those kinds of things. We think that's going to serve them well for their entire life.
Well, that's an interesting kind of learning. Besides the woods lore or how to paddle a canoe, there's some leadership or social development that goes on?
You know, absolutely. You know, we have a lot of programs that are exciting and fun that help attract kids to camp. But while they're here, you know, certainly we want to instill the YMCA values of caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. And so a lot of our programming is geared towards that end. And also we feel it's so critical that kids come here and learn how to make friends. We think that the ability to develop positive relationships, we know, is going to be critical in their success going forward. And the camp atmosphere, the way we establish our cabins and the interactions is very geared towards that, and we focus on that.
In your own experience, have you seen growth and development on the part of people?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stories of a young person who comes to camp and they're pretty shy and hesitant about what is this going to entail. And by the end, you know, you really see them having come out of their shell, made new friends here, acquired a new level of confidence about what they're capable of. You know, camp's a place where kids can come and challenge themselves, at times make some mistakes and fail, but also succeed and grow their level of confidence about what they're able to accomplish. And resident camp uniquely gives kids the opportunity to start to develop some self-reliance in a safe environment. For a number of them, it's going to be their first time away from their parents for multiple days, and so they're able to develop some self-reliance, and normally they do very well at that. Sometimes their parents struggle with that idea at the onset of how their child's going to do on their own, but so many of them do so well, and there's so many parents who I think when their child returns home, they see how many new skills and that sense of confidence and self-reliance that they've had. You know, I've seen some great stories. I had a young person named Ryan at a camp I was running who, when he came, you know, one of the volunteers that had brought him told me, you know, Ryan's mom right now is dealing with cancer and is in some treatment and towards the end stages of that. And so the last couple of years of his life have been really tough. And his mom wanted him to get away from that for a bit and have a chance to just be a kid. And coming in, you could see that, you know, it had been a tough time for him. But by the end of camp, you know, we had him come down and light the closing campfire. And I think every camper there, though they didn't know his situation, really became friends with Ryan. You saw him come out of his shell and have a chance to just be a kid, you know, and have fun at camp and run around and play and do all those great things. And so, you know, that's just one story, but there's so many of them like that. And a lot of people who said, you know, it was really a turning point in my life when I went to camp and developed some of those great relationships and learned a lot about myself and just how bright my future could be.
Was that something that happened for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, again, a lot of my passion comes from the positive benefits I experienced through.
You know, I mean, when you were a kid, were you kind of, when you first went to your first camp, were you young and uncertain? And
oh, yeah. I mean, I think I was adventurous, but, you know, going to camp and having to interact with other people and, you know, you just learn a lot about leadership skills, how to get along with others. And so I certainly came out of camp strengthened in all those ways. And I think even today, trying to lead our staff and be a good servant leader, I draw on those experiences. And I think they were fundamental in my development, certainly.
That's Don Shepherd, executive director of YMCA Flat Rock River Camp in Decatur County. Their website is flatrockymca.org. There are some terrific summer camps across the state. We have a link to them on our Facebook page if you'd like to check that out. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. By the way, you know, this is award season in the media business, and we've just won a couple. The Society of Professional Journalists recently named us Best Radio Documentary for our segment on the Knightstown Railroad. We have a link to that on the Facebook page. That segment also won first place for Best Use of Radio Sound from the Indiana Associated Press Broadcasters. And the AP also gave us the Best Public Affairs Program for our segment on Delaware County's Drug Court. It's an honor to win those. It's an even bigger honor when we get to meet you and talk about the show. So for those times when we run into each other, thanks for your support. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.